The news show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support the news show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Party time, BTN News listeners. You know why? Because it's Friday, and it's time for your Friday edition of the news show. It's the 31st of January. Yep, the last day of this month. Where the hell did it go? I have no idea. 2020 got the best technology news that's been happening, and we got it for you in about 5 minutes. Now we're starting off with Facebook today, giving you yet another tool, this time to clear that history. This is all part of that new selection called Off Facebook Activity. And according to Marky Mark and the Zucky Bunch, the new Clear History tool is available everywhere. Yes, to all those billion Facebook users all across the globe. This is going to let users see which third parties have actually shared their interaction. One of them probably Ring. Yeah, if you don't know what I'm talking about, listen to yesterday's show. And basically what this is, it's third parties that have shared interactions with the social network when they're not actually using Facebook directly. This will actually be beneficial. Saying you get a whole bunch of ads is like, why the hell am I getting this? Or if you're constantly getting the same damn ad over and over and it becomes such an annoyance. Well, this little tool should help. Not 100% given, but hopefully it will. Now, besides clearing your history, there's also going to be new options to view your information by category. You can actually download that information and actually select how off Facebook activity can be managed in the future. This is basically Facebook's new transparency and control, making the user feel like they're in more control. Want to give it a spin for yourself today? Well, all you got to do is find it in your settings, then go to your Facebook information, and you'll see off Facebook activity. Have fun! Surround sound system. Apparently, it's something Roku feels that they need to be getting into. So get ready for some 5.1 Roku action. That's because now the company has integrated their smart soundbar, added a subwoofer, and some speakers at the back for you. Now, if you already have the smart speaker, there's actually going to be a software update for you where you can actually get the extension package. That will allow you to actually add those wireless speakers. Yes, including the subwoofer. And if you're wondering if you're really going to be able to take advantage of 5.1 surround sound, well, apparently you will be. That is, as long as you're subscribed to Disney Plus or using the Apple TV app. Netflix apparently will be coming soon. Setup will be a breeze, at least according to Roku, since everything is done wirelessly. And from what we can tell, it'll be done automatically. That may be good for some. Others that want to do a little tweaking, it may not be something that'll float your boat. The only thing we've seen that you can actually do manually is to make sure that the rear speakers, as in left and right speakers, are actually in their proper place. But other than that, it's pretty much plug and play. As far as what it'll set you back, about $199, and should be hitting the shelves and online sometime next month. Apple looks like they're doing a little bit of experimenting again when it comes to products. Some high-end headphones look to be in the can, as well as a wireless charger. Yes, you heard that correctly. Another wireless charger. Now, of course, this is already on top of what we've been hearing about a possible MacBook Air Pro overhaul, plus that 4.7-inch LCD iPhone. As far as that wireless charger goes, at least according to our main man Ming over in China, hopefully coronavirus-free, the new wireless charger will be smaller, and they're promising it could actually charge an iPhone, an Apple Watch, and AirPods all at the same time. So it's smaller, but it does everything at once. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? Other than that, Mr. Ming doesn't have any more details for us. Got a tech story that you think we need to hear? Well, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Get subscribed to all of our podcasts like The News Show, Mac Show, The Big Show, and The Photo Show. Plus, check out our blog while you're over there as well at britishtechnetwork.com. You can also find us on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network. Or follow us on Twitter as well at British Tech. And while you're sitting there typing in all those letters, why don't you head on over to our Slack room, too, for our BTN community. Growing each and every day, and we'd love for you to be a part of it. Join us now at britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way on Monday. Yep, we're headed into the weekend. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, it's Friday. Enjoy your weekend ahead. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.